AXS mobile listening.
KM4 VWA, W4 DJW. Nothing heard, W4 DJW clear.
KB2 HXS on and listening.
Hey, David, you working today?
Yes and no. I just got done helping Jimmy Shavers there and for MMW.
Is it outside or inside job?
Yes. It was work to do inside and outside. We had to change an evaporator coil up in the attic. So, yeah, I had to go outside, pump the system down, trap the gas, change the coil, and then cut it loose and get it to work.
You make it sound so simple. If it was only that simple.
Well, this one wasn't a bad one. It was an upright, what you call an upflow system up in the attic, so we weren't crawling around on our bellies under the house or anything like that, you know. It worked out really well. You know, we got there at 10 o'clock and, done before noon.
Okay. Well, I get it. I guess simple is relative. Relative to being under the house, it was simple, huh?
It's on the situation, I guess, you know. You can't go in with them negative waves, Moriarty, you know. You can't have them negative waves. You got to go in and do it.
Knock it out. All right. Knock that one down and pick up the next one.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just heading home now. I'm just coming through, coming into Greer, or Gurr, whatever. I'll be home in probably 10 to 15 minutes.
So that makes it official. It's officially the start of the weekend for you now?
I'm retired. My weekend starts whenever the heck I want it.
Yeah, I'm pseudo-retired. I'm not semi, I'm pseudo. I'm on the path to retirement. I'll be there in November, hopefully.
But too much detail. My mom had passed away back in January the 29th at the house with us. So that left me okay, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I had not that same kind of a thing, but net result was the same thing. Anyway, I'm coasting till November, so I'm not draining the system, but I'm not pumping any more into it either.
Me too. I'm going to be 59 next month, and I'm going to wait. My accountant told me wait as long as I can, and go for the highest amount that I can. I say okay. And, see what I can... I haven't even looked to see what I'm going to get yet, so... I got to go on the IRS website and see if there's anything left by that time. Who knows?
Yeah, I know I've got to do that sometime between now and November. A buddy at work that's already done it, worked where I worked, he told me, you got to get on there. You got to go figure out what that's going to be. And I said, I'll get around to it. It's not going to change the value by looking at it. It's not like... what is that they call quantum entanglement, where it changes when you look at it? It's not the same thing.
Quantum entanglement. That's a good one. I like that. Or it's not going to create a causality loop or anything.
Exactly. So what's the rush? I'll be surprised when I get there. Maybe pleasantly and maybe not.
Well, like I say, we're in good shape at the house. You know, we are mortgageless, and I've got one car payment still. And things are coming together to pay that off in a couple of months, so I'll have no car payments. And just kind of float along.
That does relieve your mind of a lot of burden. When all you have to pay are taxes and tags and insurance and maintenance, early maintenance costs. I shed myself of all bills that I could, even the waste management. No mortgage, no car payments, no credit cards, no nothing. But you still have to pay taxes and tags for your vehicle and insurance. You got to keep that up. My wife's still working, so human people insurance is covered, but cars and all that stuff comes out of the nest egg. So drawing down the nest egg a little bit, but trying to make it so that it's as little as possible. Because, it's an unknown. It's a transition from one state to another. And I kind of like to get a little bit of feedback. don't try to overdo it. Don't underdo it. but it's kind of hard to transition. It takes a little while.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my wife. I said, you know, this retirement stuff is just, I don't know what the heck to do with myself, you know. What do I do? Fortunately, I have a building at my house, a 24 by 30 studio. I have all my my guitar amps and drum kit and sound system all down there, all set up. So I've got a, you know, I got the guys come over once a week, twice a week to jam and play, and we go up to Spartanburg twice a month and go to the open jam up there. And I'm trying to buy another guitar if I can con my wife into letting me do it. I want to buy a Hofner Beetle bass because I've been playing both rhythm guitar and bass right now. So, but she's just not going for it. I don't get it.
W4DJW, my wife's the exact opposite. She likes to spend, and she's been used to being able to spend her check on whatever she wants to. I always took care of all the bills and everything, insurance and all the bills, and just told her that she does better when she's working than when she's not working. When her mind is idle, she's no good. She needs to have a cause, a reason, a raison d'être is what the French people call it, a reason to be. So she does really good at that, but I'm all the time wanting to buy more airplane gear, kind of like Jimmy does boat gear, and I'll think about it, and I'll getting a new transmitter or something like that, an expensive piece, you know, of equipment, and I'll, like, mull it around for a month or two, and she'll say, just go ahead and get it. I think she gets tired of hearing about it.
And I'm not the spending guy, you know, spendthrift. You know, I'm like you. I got most of the bills on auto pay now. We combined it everything onto one credit card, so we pay the credit card once a month, and the bills are paid for, and we gain the points off the card instead of using the checking account or something, and we don't get any benefits from that. So I get my 5% cash back bonus points on my Amazon Prime card. So I do that. And then I can buy what I want, but you know, I don't go crazy, you know. But yeah, no, we're fine. My wife still works. She's got a business. She works out of the basement. She's a seamstress, so she works for decorators all around the country. They send her bolsters of fabric and a work order and say, hey, make these pillows or make this dust ruffle or something like that. So she does really well with that.
That's good. That's you know, something good to keep your mind busy. I think that's what one of the reasons Steve is getting heavy into RC planes. Keep his mind busy. It does that too. Well, when you're up there flying, there's nothing like it. Pumps adrenaline through your veins.
Talking about me that way, K4BWA.
Of course, I go down to the building and put the music on and, you know, kind of lose myself in my music, which is nice because it's almost like it's like a form of meditation. It's, strap on the Les Paul and kind of fall into it, you know.
Don't be talking.
Speak of the devil and he will appear. There he is. Steve, are you feeling better now?
I resemble that remark. Huh. And yes, I am feeling a little better. Just apparently it was something I ate. Man, I tell you what, it had me down. I've lost about 3 pounds.
Good afternoon, KB2HX says. Lost 3 pounds. Good Lord.
Yes, sir. Not the fun way. Hey, I'll be in touch on that other thing we talked about earlier, Dave. And that's KB2HSX, Dave, not W4DJW, Dave. Y'all, listen, we got to get some better designations for you guys.
I'll still be that Dave. How's that? And it's KB2HXS. I got to talk slow again. Patrick, where are you? KB2HXS. See ya, y'all.
Now, do you see what I deal with all the time? I tell you what, I try to be nice to everybody. Golly gracious.
Talk to you too, Steve.
Well, it's not that difficult for me. It's David or Steve. I don't know what the problem is, Steve. I talked to Dave. Why are you making it complicated?
Oh, me. Yes, sir. Hey, listen. Got that Model 7 ready to go, baby. It looks good. It's functioning. I don't really see any issues with it at all. So, the only problem with it is I've got to get back to 100%. I'm going to be on my game before I try to take it up.
The only issue right now is that gravity has it tethered to the ground. Right? We've got to fix that issue, and it'll be all's well that ends well.
There you go. Oh, me. Hey, so if I continue to progress, I should be ready to fly by about Sunday afternoon, but I went ahead and looked forward. What is your weather prognostication system saying?
Well, I was going to go today. I know you weren't feeling good, but I was going to go ahead and go anyway, but my Ring doorbell sent me a news alert from the National Weather Service that said 15 to 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. And so Maggie and I were going to go for a walk to the subdivision entrance and back, and went out there, and it was cold there. It's 62 degrees out there and very, very windy. That combination makes it cold. So I'm not going flying today. So then I looked for tomorrow, and it's just as bad tomorrow. And it doesn't get to where the winds are below 9 miles an hour until Sunday afternoon. So Sunday's my plan, too, for now.
If you want to, I should be back 100% by then. I'm going to plan on Sunday afternoon. And part of that is getting honeydew day with Sue taken care of. Already done part of it this morning. But getting honeydew done and make Mama happy, then I can go fly.
Well, knock out those honeydews and try and find a window of time to do some research on the orca.
I have not had a chance to do that between my previous circumstance. We won't go into. It was just not very fun. And actually, since about Thursday, sheesh. But anyhow, yeah, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to look at that pretty quick here. And then you and I, if we get a chance, we'll talk about that on Sunday afternoon if I bring my laptop.
Oh, yeah, I remember you wanting to bring your laptop. But I don't remember what it was for. Anyway, I've been doing stocks for the last 2 days. There's a new competitor to Fang. I don't know if you've heard of Fang stocks, but they're a group of stocks that are really good to have. And now there's a Marvel group of stocks that are really good. So I'm out doing my research on that. And it takes a few days. So kind of good that we don't have good flying weather because it's a lot of company fundamentals research kind of work. You know, it's not fun, but necessary.
Do you remember me mentioning the Forever battery to you?
I remember researching it, and then you're having heard of the same thing I heard of. Is that, I don't think they're, is there a company that's that you know of that's building those now for mass production?
They're building it, building the plant now. From what I understand, they're about a year to a year and a half out on full production, but they've still got just a few bugs to work out. So from what I understand, Dave, this thing is, well, let's put it this way. They've already got their NASDAQ listing. They've already got their standard Dow Jones listing. They're listed. And in the last 2 weeks, their stock has gone from 10 to 130.
How long since their IPO?
I can't answer that one. I really don't know because I did not start looking at this except for the last 6 weeks.
Do you recall their ticker?
No, but it's the name of the company is Quantascope or Quantascape. I'd have to look it back up. It's something like that. I'll look it up, and if I find it again, I will text you the name of it. Okay? But they are listed on NASDAQ, and they are buzzing.
And they're the company that uses the radioactive waste from nuclear power plants and diamonds to create batteries?
The variant on that, it's basically that technology. But see, the original diamond battery in its original setup didn't produce but, you know, possibly at its best, 1 amp. Well, they've got this thing producing unbelievable amounts of amps, and they're saying, well, I'll tell you what, read the tech diagrams on it, or read the tech articles on it, and let you get it firsthand. I always hate sharing information secondhand because, you know, folks tend to, it's like that circle. You tell the guy next to you something, and then by the time it goes around the circle back to you, and it's completely different. So, I'll get you the company name, and then you read some tech articles on it. It's really quite interesting. And like I said, from what I read on the ticker, it's gone in the last two and a half weeks from 10 to 130.
Okay, sounds like it hasn't run so far. It's too far gone to get into. Yeah, send me the ticker somewhere. Have you heard of the propulsion system that they're using now to get away from oxygen when it comes to hydrogen? Yeah, igniting hydrogen gas for a propulsion system. They're using nuclear engines to do that now.
And what is that for? Space propulsion?
Yeah, once you're outside of an atmosphere of a planet, any, you know, interstellar travel. And they're now finding a way to, because when you use oxygen and hydrogen to create propulsion, you get water, which is heavy, heavy water can only be accelerated to a certain degree, and that's it. That's your maximum potential for acceleration. But throw out the water and use nuclear energy to ignite the hydrogen, and you can go a whole lot faster.
Yeah, but this is on paper, not in actual application, right?
No, they've already started testing it. It's in tests. They don't have an actual system that's out there that's flying that's doing it, but they're testing the theory, and the theory is holding so far. So it's something new. It's brand new, and it makes a lot of sense. But the thing that it would do is cut down the time when Mars comes past Earth. The amount of time that it would take to get from Earth to Mars would be significantly less.
Plus, it would cut down. Can you imagine the weight, the structural stresses and structural reduction, structural stress reduction from mass having to carry it along in the form of fuel?
I was thinking that would be, I was thinking about that too. If you're not making the water, then somehow you're, the mass is absent. The mass has to be absent somewhere, right? So I was thinking the same thing, but they didn't say anything about that so far. I'm not sure why they don't mention that, but you'd think that would be significant.
I'm silent here for about 10 seconds, or maybe not that long. I'm underneath the power line in Appalachia. Hold on. Now, can you hear me a little better? I should be without scratch now.
Now, I hear you. I mean, I was hearing you just fine before. There was a truck running through the, I had to bring up the camera to see what was going on out front. There was a truck going on out there. Maybe you heard that on me. I don't know. But I hear you the same as before, and it's 100% readable.
Okay. Well, I was just getting some scratch back over here where I am. I'm, you know, the dam at Appalachia Mill. I was sitting down below the dam over there. So probably just in a little bit of a shadow. So anyhow, yeah, I'll get the name of that company. Apparently it was the number 7 guy at Tesla that was doing Tesla's batteries that has come up with this reimagining on that diamond battery, or on that diamond nuclear battery. And like I said, now this is, you got to read the tech reports for yourself. Don't take anything I say as gospel, okay? But from what I was reading, from here to the West Coast and back twice on a charge, and it only takes about 25 minutes to charge it up.
That sounds like a dream. I did a whole bunch of research looking for a car that I could get while I was going back and forth to Charlotte every day. And they didn't have anything that would even go there and back without charging back in those days. So that's incredible, the progress. Can you imagine what it's going to be like 100 years from now?
100 years from now, they'll look back on us like we look back on horse and buggy days. You know, the only exhaust in 1880s, the only exhaust they worried about was what came out of a horse's rear end.
Well, the 1920s was 100 years ago. 1880s was 140 years ago. So the roaring 20s, right? The gap. But here's the thing. It won't be the same amount of difference in technology because technology doesn't go, it's not linear. It's exponential. So they're going to go probably 100 times further in 100 years than we've gone in 100 years.
Mankind is ready for that kind of technology responsibility. And who knows? I don't know if you've ever heard it or not. I think maybe we talked about it once, but I think mankind has built himself up and destroyed himself multiple times over the eons. You never know. We may knock ourselves down and have to start all over again.
Yeah, there's probably a Putin for every human race. Right? Exactly one Putin for every human race. That's the sad part about it. But hopefully he'll turn into dust before the planet does.
We'll still be around. It just may not be in the form that we leave it in. We'll probably pollute it, dilute it, pollute it, and ruin it before it's all over with.
Well, when you think about when it was made, it was a lava ball, right? So all that has to happen is it turned back into a lava ball, and any damage we would have done to it will be totally wiped clean.
It's got a nuclear polluted surface. But there again, you never know. Maybe we'll get hit by an asteroid or a meteor or something or other of that nature, and it won't be much matter what we do. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Well, that's what keeps it hot in the center, that and pressure. Nuclear activity. I mean, nuclear was around long before humans came. Humans didn't make nuclear. Nuclear has been here for millennia, right? For centuries, for thousands and thousands of, I mean, since the planet was born, it's been here. That's nothing that humans had anything to do with creating. We just learned how to harness it.
Is the problem the responsibility or lack thereof of man, you know? I don't know. Our stupidity is probably bound to catch up with us at a certain point.
I just had a camera die, so I've got to focus on what happened to it. I got two Pi cameras that are being annoying. Number one and number five. Number one just crashed, so I got to go figure out what's going on. Be safe out there. Hopefully things will settle down and we'll get to go flying Sunday. KM4VWA, W4DJW.
I'm looking forward to Sunday, Dave. And in the meantime, carry on. Let's have a good time. Until the party's over. Later, guys. KM4VWA clear.